always going to be this tennis match back and forth. And we have this sort of rational linear view where you think, well, you go from, you know, not winning to winning and then you're done. It's a cycle. It's an endless boxing match. And we're going to be circling each other for a long time in this country until, frankly, the 350.org generation and a lot of the young people in Occupy are the of a certain age where they're just running the country. Well, we got another 10 or 15 years where we're going to be in a battle about what it means to be an American, what policies we're going to have. And we can't relent. We can't, you know, declare victory and then sit down. You declare victory and then you ramp it up and go for the next victory.
You go to the White House to push for green jobs. People are looking for, you are forced out. People are looking for, where are those green jobs?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 2.7 million of them. We promised 5 million. We got 2.7 million of them. There are 80,000 coal miners in America right now and 100,000 people working in the wind industry right now. And another 100,000 working in solar. So the problem is that even though we created, considering we didn't pass cap and trade, we created a lot of green jobs. We didn't pass cap and trade, which would have brought in a lot of private capital. The public capital and the incentives at the state level have created the opportunity for a certain number of jobs. But to get across the finish line, we're going to have to pass another round of legislation, and we can't do that with this Congress.
We're wrapping up. Your book, the official pub date is tomorrow,
yes.
April 4th. It's the anniversary, the 44th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, fatally shot when he was 39 years old in Memphis, Tennessee. Where do you feel we must go from here?
Well, I think we've got a big fight. I think part of the reason you see this desperation on the part of the right wing, you see this attempted corporate takeover of our democracy, is they're looking at what the country is becoming. This country, by the end of the century, is going to look like Brazil. Every color in the rainbow. We already, for the young generation, most of these fights have been won on around marriage equality and beyond, around the environment, around diversity. So what we've got to be able to do is continue to fight for the values that we believe in long enough for the demographic change to make those ideas the permanent governing majority. That's a 15-year fight.
Thank you very much, Van Jones, for joining us. Rebuild the Dream is his book. Former special advisor to the Obama White House, Van Jones served as the Green Jobs Advisor, award-winning pioneer in human rights and the clean energy economy. His earlier book, The Green Collar Economy. This is Democracy Now! If you'd like a copy of today's show, you can go to our website at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Felser, Amante Nermin Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sen Alkoff, Hani Masood, Robbie Karen, Dina Guster, Chantal Berman, Mansi Kong, and Amy Littlefield. Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, engineer. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Hugh Grant, Jessica Lee, John Wallach, Vesta Godarza. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.